Will you please turn to the book of Acts?
请我们翻开《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节。
The Holy Spirit, having come upon you, and ye shall be my witness, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极。做我的见证。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here this morning,
亲爱的主，当我们再次聚在这里，
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们的心充满了感激。
We thank thee for thy tremendous love for us.
我们谢谢你给我们这么大的爱。
Thou has given us opportunity after opportunity.
你一再地给我们机会。
Because it is in thy heart.
因为在你的心中。
That we should be ready for thy imminent return.
我们应该预备好来面对你马上的临到。
So dear Lord.
亲爱的主啊。
We just open our hearts to thee.
我们就是把我们的心向你敞开。
And say, what hast thou to say to us?
我们主啊，你有什么话要对我们说
？Lord, we are here.
主啊，我们都在这里。
Speak, thy servants hear it.
请说，你的仆人们静听。
And to thee be all the glory.
愿你得着一切的荣耀。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
阿门。
I hope that you still remember what I spoke 2 days ago.
希望你们还记得我两天前所讲的。
The theme for this conference is You are my witnesses.
这次大会的主题是你们是我的见证。
We have said, Does God need witness?
我们说过，神需要见证吗？
Who can be his witness?
谁能够成为他的见证人呢？
For he is the first and he is the last.
因为他是始，他又是终。
He is the self-existing one.
他是自有拥有的那位。
Nobody is there to see how he comes to be God.
没有人在那里能够看到他如何成为神。
Therefore, nobody can be his witness.
所以没有人能够做他的见证人。
And he does not need any witness.
他不需要任何的见证人。
But why is it the Bible says?
但为什么圣经这样说？
You are my witnesses.
你们是我的见证。
This is something we want to understand.
这个我们需要明白的。
So in my first session,
所以在头一堂的信息里面
We mentioned how in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
我们说到起初神创造天地。
But before he created,
造天地之前
if we can use human words to describe it,
如果我们可以用人的言语来形容一下
As if there was a council among the Godhead.
在神格里面有一个这样的会议。
The Father loved his son so much.
父是那么爱他的儿子。
He wanted to do something for his son.
他要为他儿子做一些事情。
He wanted to create all things for his son.
他要为了他儿子而创造万有。
But God being God,
神是神。
He knows what's going to transpire.
他知道有什么事情会发生。
He knows that something will happen.
他知道有一些事情会发生。
And for that reason, if we may use human words, God hesitated.
用人的话，好像神有一点的迟疑。
So the son stepped up.
所以儿子就站起来。
And say, Father.
说父啊。
If it is your will to create,
如果是你的旨意要创造
，Go ahead,
请坐。
I'm willing to offer myself as a lamb.
我愿意把我自己献上成为羔羊。
So we find in 1 Peter chapter 1.
所以我们看到在彼得前书第一章的里面
，that the Lord Jesus, the Son.Offer himself as a lamb.
我们的主耶稣基督，他把自己献上成为羔羊。
So that he can redeem man.
所以他能够救赎人类。
And accomplish the purpose of God.
来完成神的旨意。
So that is the reason why we have Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
这也是为什么我们有个创世纪第一章第一节。
God created the heavens and the earth.
神创造天地。
As we have said 2 days ago,
我们两天前讲过。
When God first created the heaven and the earth,
当神起初造天地的时候
He didn't create man.
那个时候没有造人。
The highest of his creation were angels.
他所造的最高级的是天使。
Angels are spirits.
天使是灵。
They do not have a body.
他们没有身体。
They can take a body.
他们可以取身体。
But basically, they are spirits.
但基本上他们是灵。
And among the angels,
在天使当中
God created an archangel.
神创造了一个天使长。
His name is Lucifer.
他的名字是路斯佛。
And it means brilliant star.
说是讲到明亮之星。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
how he was created in such a perfect way.
他是那样被造完美。
God gave him talents.
神把智慧给他。
He was supposed to be the anointed covering angel.
他要成为那位遮盖圣殿被高的天使。
He was to lead the angels in worshiping God.
他在那里要带着天使们敬拜神。
In the beginning, he did so.
一开始他是这样做。
But later on,
但是后来
he began to look into himself.
他就开始在那里看他自己了。
He realized how talented he was.
他发现原来他是那么有智慧。
How beautiful he was.
他是那么的全然美丽。
And he began to have an idea.
所以他就有了这样的意念。
He thought he should be equal with God.
他想他要与神同等。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
,That is where Lucifer failed to become Satan, the adversary of God today.
这就是路斯佛堕落成为神的对头。
For that reason,
为了这个原因
God dismissed him from the throne.
神就把他从宝座上赶下来。
And most likely, the earth was at that time under his control.
很可能那个时候地是他管辖的。
And for that reason, the earth was surrounded with waters.
为了这个原因，地就给水来遮盖。
This is what we, historically speaking, call Ice Age.
就像历史里面讲到冰川时代。
We do not know how long this continued on.
我们不知道那个时代有多长久。
But thank God.
感谢神。
We have Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
我们有创世纪第一章第二节。
God did not give up.
神没有放弃。
God never gave up.
神永不放弃。
So we find the Spirit of God.Brooded over the face of the deep.
我们就看到神的灵运行在水面。
And in 6 days, he restored the earth to be habitable.
他用了六天来恢复了地，成为可居住的地方。
It was at that time.
就是在那个时候。
On the 6 day,
在第六天。
That God created man.
神造了人。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
We were the latecomer.
我们是幕后出现的。
And yet when God created man,
当神造人之后，
He created man according to his own image.
他是照着他的形象来造人。
This God has never done before.
神从来没有这样做过。
He created all things to glorify His Son.
他造一切为了叫他的儿子得荣耀。
But He never created anything in His own image.
但是他从来没有用他自己的形象来造任何事情。
An image means His inner quality.
形象乃是讲了他内在的本性。
He gave me man a character.
他把这样的性格给了人。
Because he created man with a definite purpose.
因为他造人有一个特定的旨意。
Now what is that purpose?
那个旨意是什么呢？
He wanted man to be his witness.
他要人成为他的见证。
In other words,
换句话说，
He wants to use man to defeat his enemy.
他要用人来击败他的仇敌。
We have said before,
我们讲过，
For God to destroy Satan is an easy thing.
神要摧毁撒旦是非常容易的。
God can use his breath,
神可以吹一口气，
to end Satan.
就把它结束掉。
But that will not give God glory.
但这样不能叫神得荣耀。
So for the glory of God,
为了神的荣耀，
God created a man lower than the angels.
神造人比天使微小一点。
And he will fill that man with himself.
他把他自己充满在人里面。
And use that man to defeat his enemy.
用人来击败他的仇敌。
That will give God glory.
这叫神得荣耀。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we have to remember,
我们要记住，
we are not created for our own sake.
我们不是为了我们自己而被造。
If we live for ourselves,
如果我们为自己而活的话，
we miss the whole meaning of man.
我们就实在不知道我们人的意义。
Because God created us for Him.
神造我们是为了他。
He wants to use us.
他要用我们。
To overcome His enemy.
来胜过他的仇敌。
Man is to glorify God.
人是为了荣耀神的。
But we have already mentioned.
我们已经讲过。
How God put man in the Garden of Eden.
神把人放在伊甸园里。
And God gave him command.
神就吩咐他们。
He said,
他说
You can eat all the fruits of these trees.
园中的果子你们都可以吃。
But there is one tree you should not eat.
但是有一棵树你们不能吃。
It is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
乃是分别善恶树的果子。
As we have said before,
当我们讲过。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is not a bad tree.
分别善恶树不是一棵坏的树。
As a matter of fact, it is better than all the other trees except the tree of life.
其实它比其他的树除了生命树之外都好。
There is nothing higher than ethical knowledge.
因为没有任何的标准比道德的知识更高。
Then why does not God allow man to eat that fruit?
但为什么神不允许人吃这果子呢？
It is because God knows.
因为神知道。
If man without the life of God and eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
如果人没有神的生命而吃了分别善恶树的果子，
That is to say,He tries to be independent of God.
也就是说，这样人就可以对神宣告独立。
He tried to depend upon his own wisdom.
他就开始依靠他自己的智慧。
And that will mean death to man.
那对人来讲就是死亡。
So God put man in the garden.
神把人放在园子里面。
He gave him a command.
他吩咐他们。
You are there to till.
你们在那里要修理。
God does not want man to be leisure.
神不愿意人在那里游手好闲。
Have nothing to do.
没有事情做。
Because if man has nothing to do,
如果人没有事情做，
he will think of himself.
他就在那里整天想自己。
And he will sin against God.
他们就会犯罪。
So God gave him command to till the earth.
所以神给他们命令，叫他们来在地上治理这个地。
To improve the trees that God has grown up.
去修理看守神所栽种的树木。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
We are not supposed to be at leisure.
我们不应该游手好闲。
We should work.
我们要工作。
But this is only one command.
这只是一面的命令。
And there is another command.
还有一个命令。
He wants man to guard.
神要我们在那里看守。
Now why so?
为什么呢？
Because the garden has no wall.
因为园子没有围墙。
And outside of the wall.
在以外，园子以外。
God knows there is his enemy.
神知道那里有他的仇敌。
So God wanted man to be the wall of that garden.
所以神要人做园子的围墙。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
just think of it.
想一想。
It is a huge garden.
这是一个多么大的园子。
And man is to be the wall of that garden.
人要成为这个园子的围墙。
What latent power God must have given to man.
神给了人何等的潜在力量。
He by himself could guard that huge garden.
人可以自己看守这么大的园子。
To become the wall.
成为这个园子的围墙。
To prevent God's enemy to slip in.
去防备叫神的仇敌不能够钻进来。
So we know that God has endowed Adam with tremendous power.
所以我们知道神给了亚当有极大的能力。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的，
man did not guard the garden.
人没有看守好这园子。
The enemy slipped in.
仇敌钻进来。
And tempted Eve.
引诱了 夏娃。
And we all know the story.
我们都知道这个故事。
How Eve was tempted.
夏娃如何受了引诱。
She ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
她吃了分别善恶树的果子。
He fell into temptation of the enemy.
在仇敌的引诱面前，他失败了。
He doubted God's love and wisdom.
他在那里怀疑了神给他的智慧跟神给他的爱。
She wanted to be independent of God.
他要离开神，自己独立。
She herself ate it.
他自己吃了。
And she gave her husband to eat it.
也给他丈夫吃了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Did Adam knew what he was doing?
亚当知道他做干什么呢？
Certainly he did.
他实在知道。
But here you find he chose Eve instead of God.
他在这里拣选了夏娃，没有拣选神。
So he also ate the forbidden fruit.
所以他也吃了这禁果。
And they discovered.They were naked.
他们就发现他们赤身露体。
As I said before,
我上次讲过。
When God created all these animals,
当神造园中各样的动物
and these birds,
这些飞鸟
we find that God always gave them a clothing.
我们都知道神给这些的动物飞鸟都有衣服穿。
Even today,Some people put clothing upon dogs.
今天有人给狗还穿衣服呢。
But actually, dogs do not need clothing.
其实狗不需要穿衣服。
Because God has already given him clothing.
神已经给他们衣服穿了。
Can you think that God did not clothe man with clothing?
你可以想象神没有给我们穿衣服吗？
No.
不会的。
So I personally felt.
我个人是这样感觉。
God must clothe man with glory.
神把荣耀给人当衣服穿上。
And therefore, men did not sense they were naked.
所以人当时不感觉他们是赤身露体。
But the moment they took.The forbidden fruit.
但是当他们吃禁果的那一刻
Glory left them.
荣耀就离开了他们。
The first thing they discover that they were naked.
他们首先发现他们原来赤身露体。
So they try to use the fig tree to be an apron.
所以他们就用无花果树的叶子做裙子。
Try to cover Their nakedness.
来遮盖他们的赤露的身体。
And in the cool of the day,
当天气凉风的时候
the Lord God visited the garden.
我们的主来到园子里面。
When they heard the sound,
当他们听到神的声音
they hid themselves.
他们就躲藏起来。
Why?
为什么?
Because even with The clothing of the fig trees, fig leaves, they were still naked.
因为他们虽然有无花果树叶子编的裙子，他们仍然是赤身露体的。
The man that God has ordained to be used by Him,
神所命定要用的这些人
，The man that God wanted to use.To defeat his enemy.
神要用的人去击败他仇敌的这些人
had now sinned against God.
他们如今犯罪得罪神了。
This was what Adam was.
这就是亚当的故事。
And this is what all who came out of Adam are.
这也是一切从亚当出来人的故事。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
man failed God.
人在神面前失败了
and failed God terribly.
是失败的那么厉害。
But did God give up?
神放弃了吗？
No.
没有。
God never gives up.
神永不放弃。
Even before he created anything.
在他造万物之前。
If you turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
如果你们翻开彼得前书第一章的话。
In verses 18, 19.
彼得前书第一章十八十九节。
You find.
你们发现。
That even before the foundation of the world.
是在创世以前。
Before the foundation of the world.
在创世以前。
Before God began to create.
在神创造之前。
You find there.
你发现。
His son offered himself as a lamb.
他的儿子把自己献上成为羔羊。
As if the son said.
就像他儿子所说。
Father.
父啊。
If this is your will.
若是你的旨意。
I'm willing.
我愿意。
To be the lamb.
成为羔羊。
I'm willing to bear the sins of the world.
我愿意背负世人的罪孽。
I'm willing to die to redeem human beings.
我愿意舍命为了救赎人类。
So that your plan will be fulfilled.
好让你的旨意能够完成。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
our Lord Jesus, the Son of God,
主耶稣基督神的儿子，
He was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
他是被杀的羔羊，在创世以前给杀掉。
Before the foundation of the world, he offered himself as the substitute for man.
在创世之前，他就把自己献上成为人的代祭。
He will use his blood to cleanse us from all our sins.
他用他的血洗净我们一切的罪。
He will give his own life to every one of us.
他把他的命给了我们每一个人。
That we may live and not only live, but fulfill God's purpose for man.
他叫我们能够存活，而不单能够活在神的跟前，叫我们能够完成神在人身上的旨意。
So this is exactly what happened.
这就是发生的事情。
I understand. Several brothers have already mentioned Philippians chapter 2.
我知道我们的弟兄们已经讲过腓立比书第二章。
So I hesitate to add something more to it.
好像我有一点不敢再加点什么上去。
But in order to complete the thought.
但是为了要把思路能够完整的讲出来。
I feel I have to do something about it.
我想我还是要讲一点。
You find in Philippians chapter 2.
你看到在腓立比第二章。
It said.
这里说。
He is equal with God.
他是与神同等的。
And that is not something to be grasped at.
但是他却不与神同等为强夺的。
And that is a hint.
这里就暗示了一下。
That one day,
有一天
the archangel Lucifer tried to be equal with God.
因为天使长路斯佛他曾经想要与神同等。
But so far as the Son of God is concerned,
对于神的儿子来说
he is equal with God.
他本来就是与神同等。
And this is not something he tried to grasp at.
这不是他自己要抢夺回来的。
Because this is what he originally is.
因为他本来就是这样。
And yet,
he
emptied himself.
他却倒空他自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主来到地上的时候，
the Word became flesh.
他道成了肉身，
tabernacle among men.
住在人的中间，
full of grace and truth.
丰丰满满的有恩典，有真理。
When he came to be a man,
当他做人的时候，
he had to empty himself.
他要虚己。
Of course,
当然，
he cannot empty himself of his Godhead.
他不能够把他神格倒出来。
Because that is what he is.
因为这是他的所是。
But he emptied himself of all the honor and glory surround the Godhead.
但是他把他神格周围的荣耀丰富都倒空。
Sometimes I think,
有的时候我这样想，
God wants us to empty ourselves.
神要我们倒空我们自己。
And how we hesitated.
我们有的时候还在那里迟疑舍不得。
As if we have so many to be emptied.
好像我们有很多宝贝舍不得倒出来。
But as a matter of fact,
其实啊，
all we could empty is our sins.
我们能够倒出来的都是我们的罪。
What else do we have?
我们还有什么东西啊？
But think of the Son of God.
但是你想想神的儿子。
He is the fullness of the Godhead.
他是神荣耀的丰满。
When you think of God,
当你想到神的时候，
When you think of the glory of God,
想到神的荣耀，
When you think of the power of God,
想到神的能力，
When you think of the character of God,
想到神的性情，
He is unlimited.
他是无限的。
And yet,
但是，
He emptied himself.
他却倒空他自己。
Not of his Godhead.
不是倒空他的神格。
But all the glory and honor surrounded the Godhead.
而是神格周围的荣耀与丰富。
And that is really emptiness.
这真是虚己。
He was in the form of God.
他是神的形象。
The form there does not refer to outward shape.
这个形象不是外面的形状。
Because the word form, icon, image is an inward quality.
因为这个形象 icon 是一个内在的本质。
And yet our Lord Jesus,
而我们的主耶稣，
He lay aside that form.
他把这个形象放下。
That is all the honor and glory and power and authority of the Godhead.
这是在神格里面一切荣耀、丰富、全能。
And he began to take up another form.
他就取了另外一个形象。
And that another form is the form of a bond slave.
而是一个奴仆的形象。
Yes. He took upon himself the shape of a man.
他取了人的样子。
And the shape there refers to his outward form.
这个人的样子是表示他外在的那个形象。
But the inward form, the image is
而内在的形象呢？
The character of God.
是神的性格。
The mightiness of God.
神的大能。
The glory of God.
神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what an emptiness that must be.
这是何等样的虚己。
When our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主来到地上的时候，
His emptiness is real emptiness.
他那个倒空才是真正的倒空。
What we are supposed to be emptied is Nothing to be compared with that.
今天我们说倒空自己是没有办法跟他相比的。
You know how reluctant we are to empty ourselves.
你就看到今天我们还是那样的舍不得倒空我们自己。
As if we have something to be treasured.
好像我们真是里面有什么宝贝一样。
As a matter of fact, what is it?
其实我们有什么？
It is our sin.
我们的罪而已。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
here you find our Lord Jesus.
证明你看到我们的主耶稣,
That's real emptiness.
他是那样的真正的倒空自己。
So, when he came to be a man,
当他成为人一个人的时候,
he was a perfect man.
他是一个完美的人。
Even though inwardly he is God,
虽然里面他是神,
but he never exercise himself as God.
但他没有使用他是神的那个全能。
He, throughout his life,
在他的一生里面,
obey his father.
顺服他的父神。
You remember what he said?
你知道他说过的?
He said, I cannot say anything by myself.
我靠着自己我什么都不能说。
What I say, because I've heard my father said it.
是我听到我父要说的。
I cannot do anything by myself.
我自己什么都不能做。
What I do, because God has done it.
我做的乃是神要做的。
I cannot go anywhere by myself.
我靠，我在自己，我哪里都不能去。
You remember during a feast.
我们知道在那个婚宴上面
When our Lord's earthly brothers,
当我们主属地的兄弟
they were going to Jerusalem to keep the feast.
他们要去耶路撒冷赴宴席
And they found Jesus stay behind.
他们发现主留下来了
So at that time, even they did not believe in him.
他们这些他的弟弟们都不信他
They said, if you want to be famous,
他说如果你要出名的话
you have to go to Jerusalem.
你要去耶路撒冷
because this is the time when the people are.
因为这个时刻是大家都聚在那里的。
But our Lord Jesus said,
在我们的主说
your time is always ready.
说你们的时间是方便的。
But my time has not yet come.
但是我的时候还没有到。
And you find after his brethren left,
你看到他的弟弟们走了
he also left.
他后来也走了
Is there any contradiction?
在这里有没有一点矛盾呢
No.
没有
Even in the short period,
就算那么一点点的时刻
he will not do anything by himself.
他都不靠自己做任何的事情
He waited until his father's time has come.
他等候父的时候到了
So throughout his life,
所以在他的一生里面
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we find our Lord Jesus,
我们看到我们的主耶稣
he never did anything by himself,
他没有靠自己做任何的事情
he never go anywhere by himself,
他也没有靠自己任意去什么地方
he never say anything,Of himself.
他也不说自己的话。
Everything in his life, he just obeyed his father.
在他一生的里面，一直是顺服他的天父。
If it is the father's will,
若是父的旨意
he will do it.
他就做。
You remember the scene on the Mount of Transfiguration.
你知道在变化山上的景象吗？
Towards the end of his earthly life,
当他在地上的路快走完的时候
he took three of his closest disciples with him.
他就带了他最亲近的三个门徒
and they went up to the mountain.
他们就到山上去
and when they were in the mountain,
当在山上的时候
our Lord transfigured himself.
我们的主改变了形象
Glory began to appear out of him.
荣耀在他身上出现
His clothing became glorious.
哦，他实在是那样的浑身带着荣耀
And Moses and Elijah appeared to him.
摩西跟以利亚出现。
And they were talking about his departure.
讲到他离世的事情。
How will he go out of this world?
他如何的离开这个世界？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
this is a very intense time.
这是一个非常严肃的时刻。
Because so far as the Lord himself is concerned,
从我们的主本身来说，
he has lived 33 years on earth.
他在地上活了33年多。
And he was absolutely ready to return to his father.
他是绝对的预备好回到父那里去。
He has come to this world.
他来到地上。
He has proven that how he was obedient to the father.
他在那里见证说他是顺服他的天父。
So far as he himself is concerned,
对他本身来说，
he is worthy to return to his father.
他配回到父那里去。
And this is what Moses and Elijah were talking with him.
这就是摩西跟以利亚在那里跟他谈论。
How would he exit from the world?
他如何的离开这个世界？
Oh, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
every time you think of that scene,
你每一次想到那个景象，
it touches our hearts.
哦，实在摸着我们的心。
Because for himself,
为他自己来说，
he was ready to ascend to his father.
他已经预备好升到天上到父那里去。
And if he did,
如果他这样的就升天，
what will happen?
什么事情会发生？
There will be only one man in heaven.
在天上只能有一个人。
We are all finished.
我们就都完了。
But thank God.
感谢神。
He did not exit.
那个时候他没有升天。
He did not go out.
他没有离开。
Instead, he came down from the mountain.
反而他下了山。
And he set his face.
他面对耶路撒冷。
There he went to Calvary.
在那里他到了加勒地。
And there he bore our sins.
他在那里背负了我们一切的罪在他身上。
And there he accomplished the work of salvation.
他在那里完成了救赎。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
every time you think of that,
每一次当你想到这里，
You can see what our Lord Jesus has done for us.
你可以看到我们的主为我们所成就的。
For your sake,
为了你，
for my sake,
为了我，
not for himself.
不是为了他自己。
And this is our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主耶稣。
So far as our Lord Jesus as a man is concerned,
我们主做人的这方面，
He is the man of God's mind.
他是以神的心为心的人。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It is for our sake,
是为了我们的缘故，
that he went to the cross.
他上十字架。
What love is that?
这是何等样的爱。
We are here this morning.
今天早上我们在这里，
It is because of what he had done for us.
是因着他为我们所做成的。
If it's not because of that,
如果不是他做的这一切，
We will not be here.
我们不可能坐在这里。
There is no hope.
对我们来讲，我们没有盼望。
But thank God.
感谢神。
He is our hope of glory.
他是我们荣耀的盼望。
So our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣，
not only died for us,
不单单为我们死，
and accomplished the work of salvation,
在那里完成了救赎的工作，
but he is resurrected,
而且他又复活，
and he is ascended up on high,
他升到至高。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
before he left,
当他离开以前，
He told his disciples,
他告诉他的门徒们，
You go,
你们要出去，
from Jerusalem to Samaria,
从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚
to all Judea,
犹太全地
and even to the end of the earth,
直到地极
to be my witness,
做我的见证。
So this is what the Bible says about you are my witness.
这就是圣经里面所说的，你们是我的见证。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Remember,
请记住
we are created for God.
我们是为神而被造。
We are redeemed for God.
我们是为了神而被救赎。
We should not think of live by ourselves.
我们不要想为自己而活。
For ourselves.
或者靠自己而活。
This is not the will of God.
这不是神的旨意。
God's will is for us to be His witness.
神的旨意是要我们做他的见证。
How can we be His witness?
我们怎么能够成为他的见证？
We cannot do it on our own.
我们不能够靠自己而行。
But He will work in our lives.
而他会在我们生命里面工作。
To such a degree.
到一个程度
that our lives on earth will be a witness and a testimony to himself.
我们在地上的生活，我们的工作能够成为是他的见证。
Thank God.
感谢神。
We know what we are to do today.
我们如今就知道我们该做什么。
We need to give ourselves.Completely to him.
我们要把自己完全的献给他。
And enable him to work in our lives.
让他在我们生命里面做工。
Until Christ is fully formed.
直到基督能够成形在我们身上。
And that will be our testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
When you come to the end,of the gospel according to Matthew.
当我们到马太福音末了的时候
we have the so-called the Great Commission.
这里讲到大使命。
And what is the Great Commission?
大使命是什么呢？
Oftentimes,
经常
Oftentimes, we think the Great Commission is.
我们常常以为这大使命
Go to the world and preach the gospel.
是去传福音。
And thank God for centuries, the church has been doing that.
感谢主，教会历世历代在做这个事情。
In other words.
换一句话说
We think evangelism is the Great Commission.
我们以为传福音就是大使命。
Now, of course,
当然
we have to preach the gospel.
我们要传福音。
Evangelism is the beginning.
传福音是开始。
It is not the end.
但不是结果。
Thank God, the church has woken up.
感谢神，教会已经醒过来。
Began to realize how they need to go to the end of the world to preach the gospel.
我们教会已经知道，直到地极去传福音。
Evangelism becomes the Great Commission.
传福音就成为教会的使命。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
，As you read the Great Commission,
当你真正读这一段大使命
，You find it is more than Evangelism.
你看到这里所讲的不单单是传福音。
Of course, evangelism is included.
当然，传福音是包括在大使命其中。
But that is only the beginning.
但这只是一个开头。
What the Lord has commissioned us.
神差遣我们。
Is much greater than that.
他托付给我们的比这个多很多。
He said, "Going to the world."
他要我们去到 去万民当中
to make disciples of all the nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
In other words,
换句话说
the Lord wants us to go and make disciples of the nations.
神要我们去叫万民能够做主的门徒。
Now today,
今天
in our mind,
在我们的思想里面
there seems to be a separation between believers and disciples.
好像信徒跟门徒有分别。
You can be a believer,
你可以做一个信徒
but you have to wait until you become a disciple.
但是你要等一段时间呢才可以做门徒。
Because you think evangelism is everything.
因为你以为传福音就是一切了。
As long as you are saved, that's it.
你得救了就完了。
As one brother said,
有一个弟兄说
If my two legs will be within the gate of heaven, I am satisfied.
如果我的两个脚能够进到天堂啊，我就满意了。
But you are satisfied.
你满意了。
Will God be satisfied?
神满意吗
？No.
不会。
He has something far more than that.
他给你预备的比这个多很多。
The Lord Jesus said, "You go and make disciples of all nations."
主的话说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Not only believers, but disciples.
不单光是信徒要成为门徒。
Now, of course,
当然。
The disciples here are not the students in the modern sense.
这一个门徒不是讲到今天做学生而已。
When you become a student,
当你做学生的时候
you pay a fee.
你交学费
and you go to study.
你去上课
you try to absorb all the learnings of the professors.
你就从教授那里学到一切的知识
Until you are graduated.
然后你就毕业了
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
This is not the idea of the scripture.
这不是圣经里面的意思
This is not discipleship.
这不是做门徒
Discipleship is like the old-fashioned apprenticeship.
做门徒乃是古老的学徒的那个样式
You know, in the old days,
你知道在以前的时候
in China, we do not have what we have today, college and so forth.
当时没有这些大学啊，这些学校这些的东西。
Now, when you are growing up,
当你长大以后
you need to learn a trade.
所以你就要学一门的技巧。
And the way to learn a trade,
怎么样去学一门手艺呢
is to have a master.
你需要找一个师傅。
I remember my father.
我记得我父亲。
My father is the oldest son.
我父亲是家中的长子。
My grandfather was a builder.
我的祖父是一个建筑商。
He built houses.
他盖房子的。
He built American school in Shanghai.
在上海，美国学校是他盖的。
And in order to do business with foreigners.
因为要跟洋人做生意。
He sent my father to an American school.
所以他就送我父亲去读美国学校。
To learn English.
去学英文。
So that he can help my grandfather in the business.
所以他就能够帮我祖父做生意。
But thank God.
感谢神。
When my father was in that school.
当我父亲在读书的时候。
He was led to the Lord.
他被带到主的跟前
And he believed in the Lord Jesus.
他就信了主耶稣
When he told his parents,
当他告诉他父母的时候
Of course my grandfather was very unhappy.
我的父亲就非常的不高兴
Because at that time,
因为在那个时候啊
Those who so-called believers,
那些所谓信主的人啊
Are trying to get some benefits from the foreigners.
都是呢说是从洋人那里得一点好处的。
So it was a disgrace to believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以当时信耶稣啊是一个羞辱。
So our grandfather did not allow my father to go back to school.
所以我的祖父就不许我 父亲回去上学。
And instead, he was to be apprenticed out.
然后就把他送去做学徒。
My grandfather's father said, if he had no touch with the foreigners, he would be all right.
如果他不跟这些洋人接触呢，他可能就好了。
But my father's faith was true.
我父亲当时是真的信了主。
So on the next day,
第二天
he was going to send out to be apprenticed.
他要第二天呢，他就要把我父亲送去做学徒了。
My grandfather, my grandmother, and my father didn't sleep.
我的父亲跟我的祖父祖母一夜没有睡。
But my father's faith was firm.
我父亲的信仰非常的坚定。
So after midnight,
到了午夜的时候
，my grandmother's heart was softened.
我祖母的心软了。
He said, "Let him go back to school."
叫他回去念书吧。
So my father finished school.
所以我父亲就读完了书。
When he went to college,
当他读大学的时候
，my grandfather would not support him.
我的祖父不供应他。
My father took 8 years to finish college.
我父亲用了8年才读完大学。
So because he was partly studying and partly working.
因为他是半工半读。
Thank God.
感谢神。
His faith was firm.
他的信心是坚定的。
And gradually,
渐渐的
my grandmother also believed.
我祖母也信了主。
My grandfather never in his life expressed that he became a believer.
我祖父一生他没有表示他是一个信主的人。
I was the grandson that he loved most.
我是他最爱的孙子。
Because I looked like him.
因为我长得像他。
And after I was saved,
当我得救以后
I also talked with him.
我也对他讲信主的事。
My father talked with him.
我父亲也是给他传福音。
Can you imagine my grandfather was illiterate?
你知道我的祖父呢是不识字的。
He could not even sign his name.
他连签名都不会的。
But he could do business with foreigners.
他可以跟外国人做生意。
He used pidgin English.
他用这个pidgin。就英文。
I won't tell you what pidgin English is.
我不告诉你们什么是那个所谓拉洋车的英文。
One, two.
一二。
In pidgin English is 文旦。
洋泾浜的这个英文。
Banana.
啊。
Banana is one, two.
就是 banana 就是一二。
And that's the way my grandfather talked English.
这就是我父亲讲的那种洋泾浜的英文。
We pray for my grandfather.
我们为我们的祖父祷告。
But sometimes he, without anybody knowing, go to hear my father preaching.
有的时候呢，他静悄悄地去听我父亲讲道。
He, when he was sick, he allowed my aunt to read the Bible to him.
当他生病的时候，他叫我的姨妈去读经给他。
But he would not let anybody else, strangers, to come in.
但那个时候他不许不要任何的人进来。
We pray for him.
我们为他祷告。
When he died.
当他死的时候
，He did not give any impression that he really believed in the Lord Jesus.
好像他没有表示他真的好像信主一样。
I was at that time already working in Hong Kong.
我那个时候已经在香港做工了。
I said, Lord.
我说主啊。
We have been praying for him all the time.
我们为他祷告了这么多年。
Whether he is saved or not,
他得不得救
You know what happened?
你知道什么事情发生？
He had a concubine.
他有一个妾。
And because he was such a good man.
因为他实在是一个好人。
He helped people.
他帮很多人。
So people insisted to have their daughter to give to him.
所以这些人就强迫把他的女儿给他做妾。
So he went to his concubine every afternoon.
所以他每天下午去他妾那里。
But evening he always come back.
但是晚上呢他还是回家。
Now, his concubine was a Buddhist.
他的妾呢是一个拜佛的人。
So when my father died,
所以当我父亲
he called a magician.
当我祖父死的时候呢他把一个这个那些的巫婆叫来。
He wanted to talk to my grandfather.
他这个妾呢要跟我祖父谈话。
You know, in China in the old days.
你知道以前在中国啊。
If you want to talk to a dead person.
如果你要把一个死人叫上来跟他谈谈。
You can call the magician and he will do some magic and he will talk to you in that person's tone.
你可以请一个巫婆来，他就把那个魂请上来，用他的声音跟你讲话。
And that is really devilish.
这实在是邪灵的东西。
So he wanted to talk to my grandfather.
所以这个妾呢，想对我的祖父讲讲话。
So the magician came.
所以这个巫婆来了。
And used his magic.
用他的法术。
And you know what he got?
你知道他的结果是什么呢？
He said, "Do not call me. I do not belong to you."
那个说，你不要叫我，我不属于你。
Thank God.
感谢神。
I know my grandfather was saved.
我知道我的祖父得救了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
God wanted us not only to be a believer.
神不光光叫我们做一个信他的人。
But to be a disciple.
叫我们做一个门徒。
A disciple is one who commit himself completely to his master.
一个门徒乃是把他自己完全交付给他的师父。
Not only to learn,
不单单是学东西。
His master's,
不单单是学他师父的手艺。
After he has been under his master,For a few years.
在他的师父跟前生活几年。
He will talk like his master.
这个徒弟呢
He will walk like his master.
都像他的师父，走路也像他的师父。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
This is discipleship.
这是做门徒。
He wants us to be like him.
他要我们像他。
We will absorb him in such a way.
我们是那样的来高举他
That we will be like him.
我们能够像他
And the first thing is to be baptized.
头一件事我们要做的是受浸
Baptized means you come to the end of yourself.
受浸受洗是说你自己走到人的尽头
When you go under the water,
当你进到水里面
you go to death.
你进入了死
Buried.
埋葬
And when you come up,
当你从水上来的时候
It is no longer you, but Christ in you.
就不再是你活乃是基督在你里面活
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
That's what baptism means.
这是受浸的意义
And after one is baptized,
当一个人受浸以后
That is to say,
也就是说
He has committed himself totally to the Lord.
他把自己完全的交付给主了
No longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Then teach them all the things that I have taught you.
然后教导他们，我教导你们的，叫他们遵行。
Until you are fully formed.
直到你基督能够成形在他们里面。
And the Lord said.
主说。
I will be with you to the end of the age.
我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And this is the great commission.
这是大使命。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
For giving us this opportunity.
给我们这样的机会。
Lord, Thou hast called us.
主啊，你呼召我们。
To be Thy disciples.
叫我们做你的门徒。
So Lord, we pray that we all will offer ourselves to Thee.
我们每个人都把自己奉献给你。
Allow Thee to work out.Thy full salvation in us.
让你的救恩能够完全成就在我们的身上。
That we may be thy witnesses.
叫我们能够成为你的见证。
Oh, dear Lord.
亲爱的主。
Do not allow any here.
不要让这里的任何一个人。
To fail to give himself or herself to thee.
叫我们没有一个人不把自己不交给你的。
Work in each and every one of us.
在我们每个人的里面做工。
Until Christ is fully formed.
直到基督能够完全成形在我们里面。
Dear Lord, we want to say as Paul said.
主啊，我们愿意说保罗所说的。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
May this be true to every one of us here.
愿这是我成为我们每个人里面真实的光景。
This is the prayer of our heart.
这是我们心中发出的祷告。
May glory be unto you.
愿一切荣耀归给你。
In your name, amen.
奉主的名祷告， amen.